Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Son of Holmes by John Lescroix, performed by Tim Baltz. For Lisa. This novel is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, organizations, or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental and beyond the intent of either the author or publisher. Preface. All the events in this book are true, despite the disclaimer which you have just read if you read a book from cover to cover. A certain concession has been made so that living persons involved may not be subjected to inconvenience, scrutiny, or unwanted harassment. Nevertheless, no names have been changed, no places altered. The concession has been the disclaimer which will convince most of the public that even this preface is fiction, though this is not the case. Prologue. The Martha Hudson dinner had been set for the 6th of January. To followers of the master Sherlock Holmes, this date is as important a day as the year offers, for on January 6th, Holmes's birthday, his followers from all corners of the globe gather to celebrate his genius. On this date, in 1983, I was invited to the Hudson dinner in Arlington, Massachusetts. At the time, I was living in rather cramped quarters in Cambridge, and a free dinner meant much more to me than intellectual stimulation. I hadn't read many detective stories, and I knew little about them. However, I'd naturally heard about Holmes and thought the night might prove interesting. It was bitter cold and snowing, the wet, slushy snow of the city, when I left my apartment wrapped in an old...